Welcome to Agrabah, city of mysteries. The streets delight the senses with colorful, rich-smelling spices and the absolute bang of hash. You want some brown, my friend? Afghani tar, proper sticky ting boss man, says a delightful local merchant. Oh, you want something a bit more special? I got something of magic, he says. A genie, as he reveals to you an old oil lamp. You gasp and say,
well, actually, like, genies are traditionally not confined to lamps. They're actually kind of demon humanoids, and they're actually all around us, potentially as many as there are humans, you know, and they actually move interdimensionally. And this whole lamp thing's purely from Arabian Nights folklore, so you're actually all right. I think you're actually just trying to outset.
Upset that you embarrassed him in front of his son, he stabs you.
It's like a choose-your-own-adventure book. You've been stabbed. Go back to page 47.
Go back to page 47 that reads at the top, this week on Sexy Beasts, we are talking the djinn, the genie, the genie, Yanny.
Yeah. You're just so sexy. Are you a Loch Ness Monster? Or are you Bigfoot, cryptid, supernatural vampires, banshees, Sony and Jago? Oops, there's a Wendigo.
What a
with a Bigfoot dick.
You never had a friend like me. You ain't never had a friend like me. Good day, and good evening, and good morning, and sorry we're late, but welcome to Sexy Beasts, your foray into the menagerie of the unexplained. Every episode is devoted to a specific creature, cryptid, or monster. We discuss its history, its merits, and using our FECS analysis, we rate and review the beast against other creatures in our jam-packed Premier Crypt. And be sure to listen all the way to the end, because we're going to be closing out the show with Top Trumps, where Team Jago, I believe, Jago's cool versus Team Ingrown Pube still.
Ingrown Pube, yeah.
Unless he changed it, I can't remember. Fight to the death for a shit tattoo, still to be decided.
So this is a big decider. You need to win this to be staying in contention, don't you?
I am going to win this one hands down, even if I have to cheat to do it. Because I want this beast. I want this djinn, this genie, but we'll get to that in a second. In the meantime, on topic, my name is Tony Magic Lampwell, and my co-host, as always, Jafark Iago.
That Mark, was just Mark Jago, yeah. Hiya, guys, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah. They're responding to you.
My brain's a bit fried. I was at a wedding at the weekend, and I was the best man.
And you were the best boy.
And I was the best boy.
Well, I tell you what, before we get into the wedding, let's ease ourselves back into what we do and talk about some cryptids with a bit of cryptid news. And here we go. In cryptid news, two absolute banter monsters spotted in Offaly wedding, both said to have been mad on the sauce. That's not the news. That's just a nice little play on the fact that we were at a wedding. Jago, did you have a good time?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I don't go to a lot of weddings. People don't really like me fancy.
True. Yeah.
But I think I scrub up a bit well. I had to do a speech. Speech was quick. I think you won money from my speech, didn't you?
I was unfortunately split because James's speech was also included in it.
Yeah, a lot of fun. There was a bit of crypto folklore going on because it's supposed to be one of the most haunted castles in Ireland.
Was there?
Yeah. So we were talking to I was talking at the receptionist while I was locked, and I was like, listen, do you hear about my podcast? Listen, do you think there's ghosts here? Where's the ghost? What's the ghost? But you know, when you go down into the bar, it's the dungeon bar, there's like a monk. Little monk scribe, and he's like the mascot, but he supposedly haunts, his name's Henry,
really,
and he haunts the whole castle because the castle's been around since 1200
since
12 o'clock.
Oh my god, and we got let in. Yeah, I was getting creepy vibes. I was also getting kind of dark man shadowy vibe figures,
in
the corner of my eye, which we'll talk about later because some say they are in fact djinn themselves. Oh, yeah. But this is cryptid news. Jago, this is a bit, it's not breaking news, it's a story from last month, but did you know that fossils of a massive lion larger than a polar bear were discovered in Kenya recently?
Oh, nice. What period?
I'll tell you now when I just disable my ad blocker. Do you know what? Ever since this fucking, what's this? What's it called?
And GDPR.
GDPR. It's fucked me for browsing.
Yeah.
But between having to be asked to give over permission to go on every website, just take my cookies.
Yeah, it makes me like sort of annoyed at the internet. It makes me think it's more pathetic than it actually is.
Yeah.
Like, oh, please, can I take your cookies, please? Like,
it's changed.
Before that, they'd steal it under the radar and you'd be like, oh, why is my computer so slow? Why can't I get on hot anime girls?
I know.
Yeah.
You can't get on hot anime girls, and then when there's ads on it, it's all like, hey, will you please, listen, we have people here who want to make a living on, it's fucking internet.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you'll be replaced.
I will never pay money for Wikipedia, I'll tell you that much right now.
No, I never will.
Joe Connor Moore does.
And he should. Kathy was saying that as well recently, being like, oh, I should really give money to that, just considering how much I use it. And I'm like, I fucking use it every, I mean, this show is built on it.
Yeah. Any money we make off this, we should give 1% to Wikipedia.
I tell you, the day that we make a cent off this, we'll give a little bit of that red cent to Wikipedia. So get this, yeah. Basically, in Kenya, new fossils were found of a species of meat-eating mammal larger than any big cat stalking today. It's called Simba Kubwa.
Oh, nice.
A gigantic carnivore bigger than a polar bear with a skull as large as that of a rhinoceros with perfect piercing canine teeth.
No, is this like an ancient creature or was it like a recently deceased?
These are fossils from something that lived 22 million years ago.
Oh, okay.
But, hey, Mukele Mbembe, could still be rocking.
Could be a vestigial leftover steel V word. Yeah, no, it could be leftover. We could find out. Because Africa's a big ass place.
Africa's big. Not as big as Australia, though.
Really?
I don't know.
I think Australia is big, but I think Africa is
a smaller continent than most continents. I don't know why. I think Africa is massive, but I feel like South America's bigger. Do you know what? Biggest continent. In order.
Straight to Wiki.
Yeah.
Or Google, the other.
Biggest continents in order by size.
Africa number one.
Asia number one.
Yeah.
You
were wrong.
Dead wrong.
I knew Africa was big. Like the globe that we...
Good grammar.
Oh my God, the video started playing.
The globe that we look at is all condensed down. It's a real colonial map. And like Europe's bigger than it is. Like Europe's tiny.
Yeah.
Africa's fucking massive.
Yeah, Africa's fucking huge. Sorry about that. Yeah. Africa and then North America. Asia, Africa, North America, South America, Antarctica. Get that as a continent out of here.
There has to be a limit of people who live in a continent to be called a continent.
Yeah. Well, apparently 4,000 people max are living in Antarctica. Sorry. You're going to have to move.
But then why don't we just fucking call Croke Park a continent?
Yeah.
More people can fit in Croke Park than that.
New Spice World, as you call it.
Spice World. Who's your favorite Spice Girl? And reasons.
Scary Spice, because of she's the best. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Tony, for our listeners, I was going to say for our listeners who can't see, which is all of them.
Yeah.
Tony is
squeezing
his own tits.
That's why I love him.
Mine was Ginger.
Yeah. For her
ideas. her boobs.
So a lot of them had good boobs, but then Jerry lost a lot of weight, and
was good for her. Or
well, I think she was having some issues. I mean, Jesus, the pressure, you know, let alone.
Yeah.
Anyway, genies.
That was we ran the gambit of like fucking geography and.
We did. What do you hang on? First and foremost, what do you make of this big line? Are we in danger? Should we be worried?
Well, 22 million years ago, like I'm not too good on guessing, but I'd say I think we're okay for now. But what is scary is climate change.
Climate change, and it's now. And we've seen now in the recent elections. Because this is the thing, we need to apologise as well. We are a bit hungover because we were at this wedding. And also the fact that you probably noticed when you were going into work yesterday morning or last week or whenever you're listening to this, that there was no podcast because we fucked it. We fucked it. I mean, and we weren't able to record one. Weren't able to record one in time.
We were little busy boys getting all prepped up and our usual day was... taken.
But it also means that we're also as current AF with the news, and hey, the Greens have just shown that people give a shit about climate change, guys, and you need to stop fucking with that shit.
Rest of Europe is all far rights have been voted into MEP.
Really?
Yeah, France came out on top as Marie Le Pen, and Brexit Party made huge ground. And
shit.
the Italy, I think his name is Savini, he made huge ground as well. So there's that.
Tell you, I wish I could just rub a lamp and wish things would get better.
Well, funny you should say that, Tony.
Imagine
I was at a party.
Okay, hang on. What kind of party are you at? Hang on. An Arabian party.
Would you say it's an Arabian night? So I walk up to a male, either or.
Either or.
I have a shisha in one hand and I have some falafel in another. Is that just, am I just mixing all the sort of countries together? Is that really
excuse
racist?
Me, are you tearing that shisha all across the ground with you? You're not supposed to bring those around, sir.
Ah, it's okay, I'm Irish.
You're getting chickpea crumbs everywhere.
So I go up and be like, hey, I have some tonic here. Do you have any gin?
What, you've got the cheapest part of this drink combination, and we don't drink because we're Muslim, you see?
No, I was talking about the gin, a.k.a. the genie, a.k.a. the gin with a silent D. It's a spectral entity that range from malevolent to benevolent and are located in every region of the world. They may be Christian, Muslim, but they were made from a perfect fire created by Allah, whereas humans were made from earth. They are visible and they are susceptible to magic.
If you ask me to rub your lamp now, I'm going to be so annoyed.
No, just blow my shisha.
What a word.
Yeah, so they are...
Contrary to what we would be led to believe, our genie, we have a very... Aladdin fucked it for
us. Yeah, Aladdin, like, that's all Arabian Nights, sorry, 40 days, 40 nights, whatever. Mm-hmm. But genies were actually made... the first notification about them was from the Islamic texts, like ancient Islamic texts. These are sort of the yin to the yang of the humans. They're made from perfect fire, which means there's no smoke. Ooh. So, but they become the smoke from the fire.
They adopt smoke to teleport and to... disappear.
Stuff like that, yeah. So they have the powers of smoke and they're usually formless body. They're mostly invisible to us, but there are certain times when they live in sort of a parallel dimension from ourselves, but it's not like... it's not like a physical dimension, it's more like a spiritual dimension. They live just on the cusp of it, and times we can see them in their natural form is when we are enlightened or feeling good about ourselves, feeling on fleek. As they say.
Really?
Now, they can be controlled and manipulated by powerful sorcerers within the Islamic faith.
Jafar.
They can be possessed. They can possess humans on a whim. And they can also be assigned or like attached to an object. So if you... This is where the lamp and stuff comes in. But it doesn't have to be a lamp. It could be like a pencil. A really nice pencil you have. And you're just like, oh, got a nice pencil there.
Because I'd heard that gin and the kind of anglicized version of gin is genie,
yeah.
Which it actually stems from the word genius, which is actually linked directly with something. So it's like someone with great prominence linked directly to something.
The word gin is like from the ancient Islamic, it literally means to hide.
The hidden ones.
The shadowy ones. Now, as I said, they can be as prevalent as humans. They're apparently the same amount of them and they could be male or female. But the thing is they have shapeshifting abilities, so they could be human with a big dog's arse adlets, or they could be human with like a big cow's udder.
So I listened to a hour and a half talk about the djinn, and it was actually, it had the most clickbaity title for a kind of mini weird cryptid TED talk, where it was all like, most things researchers get wrong about the djinn. Anyway, I watched it for an hour and a half on double speed. YouTube lets you do that. So I watched it in, about 45 minutes. But anyway, they were saying that what the djinn are striving to do are kind of what the Chitahuri are trying to do, where they have these kind of rules of the djinn, these kind of like spiritual rules, and part of that is really not to interfere with humans, yet like how we break rules, they do as well. But they also like to kind of feed off that kind of fear. In some cases, the Ifrit, for example.
If Final Fantasy fans will definitely pick that one up.
Yeah. It was Fire God in that one, or Fire Summon in that one, but in this it's just...
He's a djinn that's closely associated with death and fire, so like punishments by him. As I said, they're not only Muslim, they can be Christian
djinns,
yeah. And apparently they're the bad ones.
Really?
Christian djinns are trying to possess people and convert them to Christianity, which is a sin in Islamic faiths. They're, as I said, the only time we get to see them when they interact with our world are either if they're really malevolent, like really evil beings, mm-hmm. or the benevolent. They want to help us in some way. Now, Tony, I haven't done this in a while. How do I summon this cryptid? So I looked up a spell for summoning this cryptid.
Let's do it.
And we're going to do it here today. Now, there is a few items that I've brought with me. I forgot one, so we'll just have to... the one I forgot was a mirror, so I'm just going to put my phone on selfie mode.
Okay. Because djinns hate mirrors.
Yeah. So here we go. That's on selfie mode. And then the next thing I brought was a pen. And
very
the next
good.
Thing I brought was a scented candle.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to light the candle.
Great. Oh, smells lovely.
Yeah, and then I'm going to recite.
We need to be careful now. This previous podcast series have burned down because of candles.
Oh, yeah, the candle actually burns in here. So I'm going to recite this first part.
Do we hold hands?
No, we just have to keep calm and quiet.
Like I'm freaking out already.
And we have to believe in it. Okay, the first part I have to finish without any interruption because this opens the gates for the djinn to come in.
Okay.
And the second part I have to read out to summon the good djinn. That will help us and give us luck, okay?
Okay, hang on. I need to play some music.
Well, I did just say I was silent, but okay.
Fair. Yeah. No. You're right. Sorry, I'm freaking out here. Go on.
Okay. So, remember, this is the first part to open the gate to summon any being into our world. Allah Shafim Barat Shukami. Okay. Now, the next one is going to summon a friendly water djinn for good luck. Maja Al Karami. Okay. And then we have to choose an item in the room to bind it to.
This mug.
Okay. Now pass the mug to me. And I have to say the closing, it's the exact same as the first time, but backwards.
Okay.
Karami, Shai Borat, Fimsha, La'a.
Ooh. Ooh.
Now, because it's bound to this and this is your mug, it's going to seep away your psychic energy as a vampire. And you will feel a bit tired for a little bit, but now you'll have great luck as long as you're holding that.
Jago!
Oh no!
Jago!
Tony has diarrhea.
Somebody stop me! No, that's Jim Carrey.
So do you feel a bit different after that summoning spell?
Do you hear that?
Yeah, what's that noise? Do you hear that?
No, seriously, what is that? Is your phone playing something?
No.
So why is it whispering in my ear? Why is there something playing?
Okay.
There's nothing playing. There's nothing playing on the computer.
And my phone's like nothing playing on mine.
Where's it? Hang on.
Is your phone playing something?
No.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Seriously, Jago, there's nothing playing on anything. There's nothing playing on anything. I took the jack out of the thing. I mean, it just sounds like something stupid, like a news source, but it's the mics are picking up something that they weren't picking up before.
Oh, that's kind of weird. Okay, let's try and go through. That's kind of...
I can't get... I can't...
It actually says like water, like someone talking in the shower. I'm looking at the waveforms on the studio monitor, and there's nothing except for our voices.
What is that, though? I don't know if I can actually go on and... Hang on.
It's not. It's in the speakers. All right.
Right, we're just going to have to...
That's fucking
That's
weird.
Insane!
Okay, so we...
Welcome, Jin.
Welcome, Jin. We're... hope you brought...
How are we meant to review this now that we know it's in the room?
Oh, man. I shouldn't have done the spell.
I tell you... His thing's getting fucking top marks. Anyway, look, we know what it is. We know what it is. This thing could bloody fight.
Fighting.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You're such an amazing.
100 out of 10.
No, but let's look at this realistically. Mm. Is it still? It's gone.
It's gone.
No, it's still there.
Is it? All right, well, let's go see what. It might be like a feedback or something like that. Unless it says our names, we don't need to worry.
Let's think about these. I mean, Jago, you what have you got for fighting? What kind of powers do you think this thing has?
Okay, so I went through a list of powers. It's got the end of this, it's going to be a bit sort of goes off a bit of rails about attacks and stuff like that. But invisibility,
mm-hmm.
It shapeshifting,
mm-hmm.
possession,
mm-hmm.
and it's impervious to any physical weapon.
Ooh.
So you can't kill it with a sword, you can't shoot it with an arrow, anything like that.
It also can turn to smoke.
Mm.
Interdimensional jumping. Can create and conjure and destroy matter. A great Ifrit, apparently, the Queen of Sheba, created an entire, she said, I want the palace of my old home palace. And she said, before you stand up, you will get the palace. And before she stood up, the palace appeared in legend, apparently, there in front, like building a palace.
In milliseconds. That's class.
Teleport, super strength, speed, agility.
It seems to have the whole hand of powers, you know, a whole royal flush.
A real Thanos' glove.
Yeah, perfect. But the thing is, it does have some weaknesses.
Oh.
It's vulnerable to spells, mm-hmm. and it can be trapped, as we've seen here in studio today.
Yes! Objects. I shouldn't have drunk from this.
you've drunk from the cup.
You must not drink from the cup.
Poor choice.
Yeah.
You've chosen wisely. Poor choice.
Poor choice, isn't the line.
Yeah, so it seems to be, also, as I said, psychic vampirism, it can actually drain your intelligence and your...
No, not me.
Not yours, particularly.
No, I'm a infinite flood of intelligence.
Yeah, you're like, you just want to put your finger in the dike.
What you mean, yeah.
Now, there has been, speaking of attacks, there has been a lot of attacks... from
I just find it funny. Speaking of attacks, there's been a lot of attacks.
It was a good segue, I thought.
It's true.
There's been a lot of attacks, but these are usually described on YouTube videos or described on videos online by Muslim clerics saying that they have cured them. Mm. Or these people called the Rukya, so Ruqya.
Rukya.
Are supposedly like the exorcists, and these people will charge crazy money for you to be unpossessed. Like, apparently, some man was having midnight erections, which was caused by a djinn, which is like,
wow,
obviously.
The old Dan Aykroyd special.
Yeah. And I watched that for so long, and I couldn't find the one where he gets to blow you off the ghost.
They cut it out of the TV release.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh man, I kept telling everyone about it, but no one believed me. And then eventually we saw, I was like, yeah.
See, this is when things like, when like those kind of jokes were just planted in everything, like, you know, in Trading Places, where your man is raped potentially to death by a gorilla.
Oh yeah, Jesus Christ.
And it's just like,
it's like, oh, but yeah, so a lot of clerics will say that, or the rookies will say that they're possessed, and they'll have videos of this possessed person being attacked, and it's usually just a man or a woman throwing stuff across a room and then just throwing himself on the floor.
Jesus.
And like, I was looking at it, I was like, oh, that's mad, that looks a bit like fake or whatever like that. But then in my head, I paused it, and then I drew what I thought like a djinn would look like in the corner. I was like, oh yeah, maybe it could be a djinn. Mm. Just because I drew on the screen.
Well, you drew over it.
I drew over it like, oh, there could be a djinn.
Well, another thing that these things can potentially do is, these have been linked in quite a lot with, I watched this little mini TED talk, like things like sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
Like these like boogeymen, shadowy figures just kind of sitting in the corner. But they also, another power, keeping that in mind, is what the Chitauri can kind of feed off, allegedly, which is that, you know, endorphin, you know, anxiety rush that you know, from the fear.
So being scared, they feed off it.
So even more powerful if you're terrified of them.
Oh, interesting. I didn't read that part.
However, I've also read that these djinn are only as powerful as you let them, as they do obey humans. If you say to leave or to stop or to move and possess someone else, you know, and not you, they will.
It's
and
a bit like Tick Balang. If he pushes you over, you say stop and he will stop.
Stop, yeah.
Such a good old Tick Balang. What a good lad. These are immensely powerful creatures, but after you said that, I might have to lower my score, because if you just ask to not attack you...
Well, I don't know how definite that is.
If you drop it into Theatre Screams now, it would fuck up Kraken.
It would 100%.
Shapeshift into a bigger Kraken.
It could become a Kraken, yeah.
Yeah.
It could become a world eater.
Yeah.
I mean, this has got to be the single most, you know, powerful being we've ever had.
I think the only person that would ever have a chance against a djinn would be a vampire, because they have some sort of cognitive ability and they could be like, all right, listen, I'm going to try and spell on it or something like that.
I think our number one contender is Santa.
Oh, yeah. Santa could just be like, you're getting my box.
Yeah, and then make the box really small and then put it in his Bazaars.
Or Bazaars with all the elves.
Tic Tac Boys.
Tic Tac Boys. Yeah, for fighting, I gave this a fucking 10.
I gave it a 10. I gave
There's no other score. And I welcome our gin masters that are in the room with us.
I respect them, and I hope someday they can make me a sorcerer and then maybe, in fact, trick me into becoming a genie myself.
I haven't seen any of the follow ups of Aladdin. I only see Aladdin, the first one.
Oh, you didn't see The Return of Jafar? Or The Prince of Thieves? Or King of Thieves?
Thieves. Yeah, no, what's happened to that one?
Aladdin's dad comes back in the mix, and he looks like Aladdin, but he has a beard.
Oh, daddy. Daddy wasn't there to take me to the fair. With the fighting, we're going to move on to evidence. Do you think at the recording they'll pick up the ghosts?
We'll have to listen. If we don't, then we're evidence, fucked.
We're just sort of weirdos. Like.
I'm just writing something down.
Probably more evidence than anything we've ever encountered.
Like, the most amount of evidence.
But
none of it is substantiated. And none of it is physical, I'd say.
Sure.
Like, there is books written about it, but there's no physical evidence about it.
The thing that's particularly interesting about this, I think this isn't the first time we've mentioned the djinn in... We actually first mentioned the djinn on our Aliens episode, our live one.
When we were
talking about different interdimensional beings and potential aliens, and we talked about the idea of the Chitauri or the reptile people or these fallen angels or seraphim, all kind of stemming in different kind of religions, that there's a different name for it in different kind of cultures, and that kind of, you know, the Arabic world would be the djinn. But since kind of looking into the actual djinn and what it does, from what I can see, the djinn could potentially... And this is going to be mad, Mark Jago. The djinn could be responsible for everything in our Premier Crypt.
Ooh.
Because I've read that the djinn are responsible for... The djinn can take the form of smoky ghosts, can take the form of... Like, they can take the form of ghosts to haunt people after the fact. They can... They do things on purpose to kind of mess with people's heads. There was an article I read saying that the djinn are responsible for things like genuine centaurs or manticores or animal-human hybrids to kind of fuck with people. That the whole thing is just to kind of blow your mind in what you know is cognitively possible and feasible.
Are they doing it just to fuck with us, like?
Just to fuck with us.
Just because maybe our confusion or, like, fear, as you said before, is probably feeding them.
Is feeding them. And also things like sleep paralysis and being abducted and being sexually interfered with by ETs and aliens and greys. There are some people who say that the djinn are
the root of everything.
That we are seeing snippets of another dimension that we can't possibly comprehend. And as you say, in levels of very high frequency vibration and also times of very low frequency vibration. Like, say if you're in the middle, say if you're in the absolute horrors, say if you're on the fucking pints and you're there and you can't sleep and you're looking in the corner of your room, you start conjuring up these things in your head and you're tapping into the world of the djinn.
I'm just laughing, just picturing fucking
Saturday.
Will Smith being all like... you fucking make, I brought him up to space and I fiddled with him. No cursing while I fiddled with him.
Which I will say, he's amazing in Aladdin.
Oh, yeah, you've seen him.
I've seen it and he's incredible.
Yeah. Out of 10?
I'd give Will Smith's anything 10 out of 10. I would give Aladdin total 6.
Was it like, is it just
an enjoyable 6?
Is it money cash grab just for nostalgia purposes?
I mean, 100%. But I've told you my theory on this cash grab, the Disney cash grab.
No.
If you look at this year for Disney, right? They've got 3 live action films.
Mulan?
And when's Mulan? Actually, that's next year, isn't it?
Oh, 2020, yeah. Go on.
But I don't know. I don't know if the kind of actual dates have been announced. But they have 3 this year. They have The Lion King, Aladdin, and they've had Dumbo already.
Oh, yeah. That was terrible. Dumbo did bad.
Yeah, it didn't do well. They've also finished off their Star Wars saga, or will be in December. They've also finished off Marvel. They have top-loaded this year, and they have nothing announced for Star Wars, really technically, with dates given. Star Wars or live-action Disney or Marvel. So are they doing a cash grab themselves before the apocalypse?
That's your theory, that there's nothing that's going to happen after
that? There is no 2020, Jago.
The world's going to... What? Do they have a date specifically?
They seem to... everyone is going to die after the rise of Skywalker comes out.
Is it going to be like, because it's such a good movie, nobody wants to
hopefully
on anymore?
you know that I don't have very high hopes for that. Sorry, we have not even tapped the actual evidence part, because there's a lot that goes into this.
Yeah, we said before, millions of evidence. You go, just type in the word Jane,
yeah.
Skip Wikipedia, and just go, and there's a multitude of videos of people describing their experiences with Jane, or how to cure a Jane, or what happened when they saw a Jane, or what's their relationship with Jane. There's ancient historic texts describing how to deal with
them
in
the
day-to-day
Quran,
life. Yeah.
They're in Arabian Nights. They're also, apparently, this is part of the evidence, and this would directly link this with two cryptids we already have in here. One being the Chitauri, because they adopt the form of reptiles, snakes specifically, quite a lot. And the second would be the Puka and Black Shuk, because they specifically are known to have adopted the form of dogs with red eyes.
Which is Black Shuk.
Which is Black Shuk and the Puka in some cases, and Mothman in some cases, the glowing red eyes.
So, like,
We
should just shut the podcast down and just make a podcast all about djinns. Be like, at the end of every episode, be like, and it's a djinn.
We should have got pissed on djinn for this.
Hey, that would be good. Like, yeah. Oh, I love a djinn talk.
Should have got onto fucking Glendalough or something.
There, as I said, loads of stories, tall tales, stuff like that. No real hard evidence.
No.
And we are fucking totally guilty of sort of changing the rules when it comes to hard evidence. Like, when there was no hard evidence for the leprechaun, we were like, yeah, fuck it, that's grand. But
sure. But what I will say is, we would have to give this higher evidence than the Chitauri.
Because
the Chitauri was us picking apart all these other things that people have said about these things that could have existed, and we projected that onto the Chitauri. You know, I mean, yeah, there's mentions of Chitauri, but we were looking at Seraphim and giving that a point to give to the Chitauri. Yeah. But the Jinn are specifically mentioned, that they did exist, that they do exist, that they exist in tandem with us.
This is all going a bit Joe Rogan. On counter side of this, what we'll say is there are theories that the Jinn is actually... was the first manifestation of mental health problems. Oh. And it was brought up, and people saw these creatures in the corner of the room. And obviously back then there was no explanation about what they could be. So they were just described like the shadowy man in the corner. It must be some sort of otherworldly being. In the UK, there's been a rise in exorcisms in the Muslim community, because they think that... social media plays a huge part in transferring jinn from one person to another. And the doctor's doing a study on them and saying that it's like in the last 10 years there's been a market increase, because they think that... I was reading like what happens during exorcisms. The first thing that the rukia or whatever, isn't however you pronounce it, does, you have to get rid of anything that transmits a signal in your area. Otherwise, that's how the jinn sort of rides on Wi-Fi waves.
Really?
Yeah.
And I just had my phone buzz right next to the mug.
He's got it.
He's hacked into the Matrix.
Yeah, but it could be mental health. But then, could that be the djinn just making it seem like it's mental health just to fucking hide itself?
And this is the thing. This is the point where I was literally thinking today. You know, like, I would entertain psychedelics or taking psychedelics are some sort of, you know, maybe some gate into another dimension in some capacity. But then I was thinking, are people who have, you know, mental health issues maybe seeing something we're not seeing? And that's when I realized that's dangerous thinking.
Yeah.
People who are seeing things, and people who are, what's it called?
Schizophrenic.
Mm. People who are schizophrenic, we have to accept that's a mental issue. I can't entertain the idea that they're tapping into another world.
There's a weird thing that I was reading about people who hear voices and stuff like that. Sort of schizophrenic, but I don't know if it's specifically about schizophrenia. But apparently in like Western culture, the voices that they hear are usually telling them to hurt people or telling someone's after them or sort of a bad thought. But in Africa and like that continent and like South America, their voices, the voices that they hear are usually... jovial and like jokesters, prankster voices.
Really?
Telling them, yeah.
Tell them to jock their mates.
Yeah, stuff sort of similar to that. Like, now, this is obviously not a blanket statement. But what I was reading was like it was a pretty good article. I'll try and find it and try and link it to yourself. But They were saying that a lot of the it got to do with the culture you were raised in. That like if you're bombarded with loads of images, you'll sort of your psychosis will manifest itself in a certain sort of similar way.
Mm.
Like so, if you're not really told about anything, so say some people in the middle of nowhere in Africa, if they have nothing else to base that on, and but they are mentally they do have schizophrenia, then it'll be like just something that they want to hear.
Really?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's a pretty good read. I'll give a shout out to you anyway. Anyway, back to this evidence.
I give it an evidence. I'm going big.
Oh?
I'm going big, Mark.
I went
Jacob.
Big on this as well, but I want to think about how big you went.
Nine.
Nine? Oh, fuck. Whoever gets this is on to a winner. I gave it an eight, but what I'll do is I'll
no,
defer
no, John,
to...
I will defer to you.
Oh, hey. Where's my song, Tony? Where's my song?
Here you go. I have it here.
This is fucking not your, my song.
I'm deferring, though. I defer to you. You have made such a compelling argument.
Uh-huh.
I defer to you. I'm so dumb I can't even wipe my own ass. I defer to you. I tried to grab my phone, but I'm so dumb I ended up grabbing a cactus. I defer to you.
Sad news, actually. 2 weeks ago, that cactus came to an unfortunate end.
Would you put up your arse this time?
Yeah.
No.
No, I knocked it off the shelf and it died.
No.
So now...
Plucked from the desert.
All I
so
have.
So you could have it. Plucked from the arid desert.
Maybe like, gin was in it.
Maybe gin was in it.
Yeah.
What a wah. Look, we know that this thing 100% exists. It's very, very, very good at fighting, but is it cool? Cool, baby.
And now on to now, cool. Sexy Factor. Yeah, I like it's it captures the imagination, and you see this all encompassing being, omnipotent being almost. Aladdin. The porn parody Aladdin. Shazam. Yeah.
Both Shazams.
Both Shazams, the music and the
yeah,
the movie, and the one with the genie. The basketball genie.
But were you thinking of the more recent film Shazam?
No, I was thinking of the basketball genie.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And Wishmaster, classic movies Wishmaster.
Wishmaster?
Wishmaster. Oh, Sean Connery, I didn't know you were around.
Audrey Hepburn, up the arse.
I love genies. I make mine a genie. Martini.
Margin, gin Martini.
And then this movie that has personal fucking pains to me. Called Long Time Dead. It was an old English movie where someone did a Ouija board and a djinn was summoned into the body of one of these people.
Really?
And do you know why it had pains for me? Because the guy, the main guy who got possessed, had big eyebrows. And I have big eyebrows. And during school, people said, you look like that lad from the horror movie, Mark.
I've never heard of this film.
Yeah, neither did I.
Such
until an,
that's such a nuanced bullying.
It was so specific. And then because one person seen it was spread and people were seeing it. Mm. And then... whatever, I embrace it. Eventually my eyebrows came a sign of power and I'm doing well, and that person I think is doing shite. So I was going to go into specifics there, but it really
and that's why you think the genie's cool.
I think the genie's cool. I think it does tap into a sort of, we don't know what it is, but it has all the powers, so it's class. It's a bit like do you know when you're growing up and you're playing like imaginary games and someone's like, oh, I'm fire now, and you're like, no, I'm water.
Yeah.
And I'm ice, and I'm also Mr. Whippy from the 99 cent store.
Oh, the lad outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but this is the thing, you know, this it does exactly what you're saying, kind of capture the imagination, because it's like, you know, you go the back and forth, I'm ice, I'm water, I'm Terminator, I'm fucking genie.
Mm.
So, huah! Smack! Like, new reality.
And I'm the amount of times, like, I'm a grown ass man, but whenever I'm at like a flea market or like a secondhand store and I see like an old lamp, I'm just sort of like, I do have to rub it. Like, guarantee 100% it's not going to get, I'm 99% sure that a genie's not going to pop out, but.
What's your wishes?
Oh, this is a good one.
All right.
what were the rules in Aladdin? What you can't you wish for again?
The Aladdin rules are you can't wish for love, can't wish for raising people from the dead.
Yeah.
And.
Someone to die.
Yeah, can't kill people.
Can't kill people, yeah.
Yeah.
That was good when in the animated movie when he's turned into the zombies. Like, yeah. I can't get back.
Can't do it.
Okay, my wishes would be... I could eat whatever I wanted and never gain any weight and never make any health conscious, it wouldn't affect my health in any sort of way.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd wish for...
But let's just think of how the genie could corrupt that
like
wish.
Like a monkey paw wish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So a monkey paw version of that would be you could eat whatever you want, but the only thing... But everyone you know is food and you have to eat your friends.
Eat them. I can eat everything.
Yeah.
Anything. Okay, the next one would be a small black box that when I open it, it just has 100 euros inside. And when I close it again, I open it again, it's 100 euros.
Brilliant. Love that.
Yeah. But how could he mess that up?
Because the money he could be coming from someone else. It could be coming from like your dad's pension.
Yeah,
or
pension or something like that. Or like a gangster who comes to find me.
Yeah. All right. Or people just get wind of the box. Or, hey, more likely, the box changes you.
Changed me. And I'm like, I need more money. And I can't open it fast enough to get the money out.
I'd be there fucking Drury Building trying to get a cocktail locked at fucking 1 o'clock with the box. Let me get another bottle. I'm buying a bottle from me mates. I'll open it a couple of hundred times. What else?
And the last one would be, see, after all this food incident and the box incident, I'll be trying to trick the genie.
Very good.
And I'd ask for... I was going to say world peace, but then he'd just blow up the world because that would be peaceful.
Mm.
I'd ask for the genie to have a good time.
Ah. And the genie's good time is world domination.
And no, he just tries to kiss me. It's like, oh, sorry, genie. Sorry, it sounds like I'm farting. I'm just on my jacket and I keep moving.
Yeah, stop farting on your jacket.
I'm not farting on
it. All of my three wishes would be superpowers. I would want to be able to turn invisible.
Okay, you can't turn back.
Okay, I would like to be able to control when and when I'm not invisible.
Yeah.
So I could spy on like people getting changed. And then I wish I could fly, have the gift of flight, but also be able to land back on the ground.
Okay,
so
flight,
I could like hover over changing rooms.
You can only fly at like an inch per...
Yeah, that's the ultimate monkey paw one. Is like, yeah, you get to fly, but you only get to fly at walking speed.
Yeah.
I would like the powers of Superman. No, that would kill me. I would
you become paper. Because he's written on paper. Because he's a comic book.
Very good.
Yeah.
I think I realize now I haven't thought about this in years. Because all of my superpowers are like, I want to be more powerful than everyone around me.
What one superpower would you want, though? I'm sorry, I'm getting further and further.
The superpower I'd like would be, I would like I would probably like, I think super speed is probably the most tangible. No, I would love to. I want the flight because I don't want to. I don't want to be like a vigilante.
You just want to be able to travel.
I just want to be able to fly.
What about change that for teleportation?
That's great. Way better.
It's flying. You take the middleman out.
I don't know what it is. I always wanted to fly. I always wanted to be able to like. But it might get boring after a while.
Yeah, like because the first time you go on a plane, you're like, "Fucking, this is unreal!" And then, like about 10 years after flying, you're like, "Oh fuck, I just want to be there now."
Yeah.
I think teleportation or sort of time manipulation. You can just stop time.
Stop times, yeah. Stop times. So you could stop time
and then go to the changing room.
To change room. Anyway, sure.
Yeah.
Genie's
are cool.
Genie's cool. I'm giving this a
9.
I gave mine a 10, but I'll defer to your 9.
Yeah.
I defer to you. Look, but is this thing even bloody, I don't know, sexy? I don't know.
Yeah, because it can change into anything you want. It can grant any wishes,
and they're attracted to humans.
Oh man! So like it's like a perfect relationship.
It
fancies it, and it has the mental capacity to know that it fancies you.
To know that it fancies you, it's not. And this is another thing that jinn are kind of linked with humans. Well, this is what they say in Muslim texts is that the jinn are the only thing like humans that have been created by Allah to have free will.
Oh.
So they're the only two things directly created. So, hey, two peas.
Yin yang.
Two peas wanking each other off, rotten in the pod.
It's shapeshifting ability would be great, though, because, like, if your gin boyfriend was like, oh, no, I just want him to have a smaller willy. You can have a smaller willy.
Yep.
There'd be no ass or boob mam. Boob mam.
Boob mam.
What a superhero.
Can you become a boob mam? Jeannie, this is Mark Jago, I'm one of your friends. Can you become a boob man for me?
Are you talking into the cup now to try and some of the water, Jeannie?
Yeah, yeah.
I meant a boob man or an ass man. That question wouldn't exist anymore because you can alternate.
And also, like,
it shouldn't exist in the first
I think I would be happy to change my physical appearance at a whim. You know, for a lover, and I would hope that Jeannie would like to do it for me.
So, like, if you're like, oh, I know that you like your back being rubbed loads, can you give me 8 arms?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, something like that. Or like,
this thing is a conjured up fuck machine.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's attracted to humans, us humans, all the better. But this is where they do get linked in with the, they do get a bit molesty, and that I'm not attracted to that.
I'm not attracted to molesty.
Like, they do get very, like, they, these are linked in, like, the Arab world or the Muslim world would link a lot of these kind of, like, ET kind of sightings and abductions with the jinn.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff about, like sex outside of marriage is caused by the jinn. And like, sexual emissions, nocturnal emissions, I mean, wet dreams are caused by jinn.
Is that what that is?
Oh, nocturnal emission, yeah.
Also, yeah.
Yeah, don't you know? There is a scene I watched once, and it's actually a gay sex scene. And it's the first scene I watched. It's in a gay sex scene I've probably watched. It's in a program called American Gods.
Right.
Have you ever watched it?
You never seen Brokeback Mountain?
I actually haven't.
Wow.
No, I just don't like cowboys.
Right.
Do you think I was going to go somewhere weird with that?
Nope.
I just don't bloody like cowboys, all right? Always with their hats and their horses. But yeah, there's a gay sex scene, and it's like two Asian men, both Muslim. They go to a hotel room. One picks someone up in a taxi, and they start talking about God and stuff like that. And it turns out one of them is actually Ifrit, a jinn, and they have sex. And it's a very graphic. Like, you see a lot of erect dick.
Really?
But, yeah. And he's but then he becomes like a celestial being. You can see like the universe inside himself, and like his sperm becomes like molten fire. And when he comes on the other guy, the Asian guy. He disappears, and the other Asian guy becomes Ifrit, gets possessed by Ifrit, and it's like they're the most perfect. It's really cool. I actually should link it to you to show you a bit.
Do that. I'll watch the shit out of that.
Yeah,
and I'd be into that.
Yeah, you should check it out. American Gods, the first season is really good. American Gods, second season is sort of all over the place, but it handles sexuality well.
Have you read the book? Terry read it and loved it.
I haven't read the book. I can't read anymore.
I don't read yet.
Yeah, I used to read so much, and then just. Fucking Snapchat took my brain. That's a new horror movie coming out with James Wan. Snapchat took my brain, guys.
Look, I'd be up for a cum fire sesh with one of these, preferably a woman. But Jesus, if it's a gin, I'll take whatever I can
get. The thing is, you can't really take points off for like sometimes it being molesty in nature, because like humans, like there's people. Obviously, there's a majority of people are not molesty, but it's going to be the bad eggs.
We should be applying that to all in the Premier Crypt, really. Yeah. I mean, getting a dog getting put down for having rabies and biting someone does not mean we should kill all the dogs.
Yeah.
Or that dog, even. Should we just... Well, what do you do, I suppose?
You kill the dog.
You have to kill the dog.
You have to kill the dog.
You have to kill the dog. Rabies is I fatal. Give this a sex appeal. Mark Jago of 9.
Of 9? I give a 7, but you know what? I will defer to you this time.
Yay!
Out of 30, you cactus out of my ass.
Wow, Jesus Christ.
Fuck it, I'm begging you, let me win this.
I'm begging you. Let's see.
You got a pretty mouth.
All right, now I'm going to ask you the scores, and you have to count them as well, Jago, okay? I keep putting you, it gets deleted from every episode, but then you're like, it's... and you don't do the counting.
No, Jamie, delete that. delete that.
Okay, here we fucking go. Give me the scores.
Fighting, 10. Evidence, 8. Cool, 9. Sex, 9.
Total score of?
36.
36!
Yeah, that's fucking
Jesus,
up there,
that's huge. Oh,
that,
right.
Is that number one?
What? Is that really 36?
Yeah.
No.
10 plus 8 plus 9.
Oh my God.
No, wait. It's not. It's more.
What?
Sorry.
No, it's not. It was 36. 9 plus 9 is 16. No. No, 9 plus 9 is 18. Plus 18 is 36.
36, yeah, it's 36.
What? Jago on the lowest energy episode of Sexy Beasts ever.
I'm pumping like... dirty sweat.
So am I. We have a new number one.
No way.
Number one is the gin. Just below it, Vampires, the Beast of Gavudon.
Sipping on gin and juice with a D.
Bigfoot, Yeti, Wolfman, Avian Aliens, Jesus Christ.
What, are we doing him next week, Ree?
Ha-ha! I fiddle with you, ha-ha! Stop saying that, he doesn't. Don't ever link him with...
I wouldn't be surprised.
So, Jago...
Allegedly.
This is a big... This is very interesting.
So, now we've got Top Drums coming up, and I am fucking dying to know who you got.
And if I lose this... Well, let me just do the numbers. Here is Top Drums.
Win is a Tony or Jago, but no Wolfman against a mermaid. Pick one team in the theatre, screams at the part of the show that we call Top Trumps.
Right, Mark Jago.
Hmm?
So you are still on a bit of a roll.
Yeah.
You have won of the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Of the last 12, you have won 9.
I've, like, growing up, I was just really good at Top Trumps as well. So, you know, it's a game of skill. Not a game of random chance at all.
So let's work this out. Well, no, because I've cheated loads of times, and you only have about 5 left.
Yeah.
So I fucked it. So this was the only chance I had. Or have. I haven't given up yet.
Listen to me.
Okay, so, Mark Jago, you again get to choose whom is your little thing.
I choose these are Tatsilverm.
Fucking hell.
And I choose Evidence. And Tony, that's an evidence of 8.
Oh my God. Fucking hell.
Oh.
Fine. Well, you'll be very surprised. Oh, hang on. Well, I choose the Shoujo with an evidence of 3.
Yeah! That's me. That's my dance. So, Tony's getting a tattoo. That was really quick getting that on him. Celebration here in Sex Beast HQ.
What's the tattoo?
I can't tell it. It's all going to be revealed at the end of season 2.
As we look to scream. What a wonderful time we had. What a fantastic game. And if you would like to buy the Sexy Beasts Top Trumps, they'll be available by Christmas this year.
Now, we're still going to keep playing it just for honor's sake.
Yeah, well, that was the first round.
Wait, what? Best of 5?
No. I'll be getting the tattoo. But there will be more tattoos to be got.
Oh, I love your change.
Or a different forfeit. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
If you can think of a good forfeit for me and or Tony. Me or Tony, that's the right word.
Will you be announcing the tattoo on next week's episode?
I will be announcing the tattoo on next week's episode.
Very good. Okay, great stuff.
Okay, but we have to change the names anyway. So team, Jago is cool, still saying the same.
It's such a bad name.
And team, Will Smith Little Fiddle Buddy.
Whoa, fuck off. Little Fiddle Buddy.
Team Will Smith's Little Fiddle Buddy.
Oh my God.
It's really hard to say. It's a new tongue twister.
Especially for you. Jago, fair enough. You've bested me. I'm very seldom bested in anything, as you know.
Yeah.
But you've bested me here now, and I will get this tattoo of whatever it is, whatever the size, wherever the location. That's just...
And if you just want to pay for that tattoo...
You can follow us. We're not even on Patreon. No, we'll get his stuff to do. Figure it out. Al will do it.
Al will do it for us, yeah.
Speaking of which... Mark Jago, do you have an Arabian proverb?
No.
Well, that's it. See you next week. I can
call
you
Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me. Call me Aladdin. A man walks down
the street, says, why am I short? This has been a Head Stuffing Podcast Network.
May all your wishes come true.
Ooh.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.